Amen. What a beautiful play, eh? Well done, kiddos. Well done, Amanda, Calvin, Sarah, and Chris, Nicola. Well done for putting this together, and it was beautiful. We are all blessed by this beautiful play. Nice. And the Christmas is a very beautiful season for us. Yeah? And today we're starting the Advent Sunday. So just to wrap up the day, I'm going to give you just simple information about the Advent. When I first came to Australia in my first Christmas year, I had no idea what was Advent. We don't do that back in Brazil, so it was something different for me. And it's beautiful to bring the, to bring the memories and also the remembrance of Jesus Christ coming. So I ended up like doing some research to really understand what is the Advent. Okay, so today I'm going to just give a simple introduction on the meaning of the Advent and also the understanding of the first candle. Okay, so the whole play told whatever you need to know. We are all waiting for the king. That's the main thing. So simple as it is. Let me see if I can use the remote control. Ah, there you go. The first thing is the definition of the Advent. The word Advent means the arrival of a notable person or thing. That's very interesting for me. Some words might seem simple for you guys, but for me, I need to really understand it. You know, we have some colleges in Brazil called Adventist colleges, and I had no idea about the meaning of that word. So simple. So it's the arrival of a notable person or thing. And what about the word wreath? Yeah? It's an arrangement of flowers, leaves, or stems fastened in a ring and used for decoration or for laying on a grave. Okay, that's a different word for me as well, and it was interesting. So the word Advent wreath is the wedding of a king, symbolizing something like that on a stage here, as you can see. Okay, nice. Second thing is the Advent history. I was trying to find out where did that come from, because usually the Bible doesn't mention that event, but that became a Christian tradition, which is a very beautiful tradition for us, because it brings us memory. That's the main thing. And the origin is uncertain. I couldn't find where did that started. I couldn't find when, actually, which people started that. But some two historical facts I found it on the internet, Google. Thanks, Google friend. All right. Simple as it is. So the first one was as a Catholic tradition. Okay, the Catholic Church used to use that long, long time ago. But evidence shows that in Germany, these guys used to do the wreath with the flowers and praying, asking God to bring back the summer, because the winter time over there was very cold. So they started with this asking to bring back the summer. However, they end up actually asking God for the, to bring that back the hope and the, a better future or warmer days for them to keep growing the crops. That's what I could found. And the other thing was in Scandinavia, né? That was the prayer for God of the light to bring back warm days. So these guys, they had these things happening for a long time ago. And then the Catholic Church brought this tradition for Christian. Why? Because we're waiting for the coming of the Lord, and we're waiting for the next coming, actually, of the Lord. Simple as it is. Good. Next one, the symbology. Okay? The wreath was made of various evergreens that means continuous life. Sorry for being reading a lot because these words are pretty hard for me to memorize. All right. So simple. Okay, the laurel means the victory over persecution and suffering. So that ring has a lot of meaning behind it. So every time that we celebrate some things, it's nice to understand what actually is happening behind it or where that came from. So the pine means the immortality. So as I could see, the cedar brings a strength and healing. And the circle symbolizes no beginning or end, because our God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. So the circle represents his eternity, which is very interesting. Then, we're going to talk a little bit about the candles. Where did the candles come from? What are the meanings of the candles? Today, I'm going to just to mention the other meanings of the candles for the second, third, and fourth, and fifth. But I'm going to focus just a little bit on the first one. Okay? Simple as it is. So the first candle is known as the candle of prophecy or the candle of hope. So there are two different meanings. Some people understand as the prophecy, some people as the hope. I like to join them together. Prophecy brings hope for a better future. God gave us promises throughout the whole Bible, telling us that He's never going to leave us or forsake us. So we hope on that in our whole life. Okay, later I'm going to be reading the Romans chapter 15 to help us to understand better this. The second candle is the Bethlehem candle or the candle of preparation. According to the findings from the internet, I was doing some research. These four candles represent the 4,000 years that preceded the coming of Jesus Christ. Since from Adam and Eve until Jesus Christ came, if you do the calculations through the Bible, it gives us pretty much around 4,000 years. So every single candle represents 1,000 years, okay? And the Bible tells us that the Lord would come from Bethlehem. That's interesting. He was born where? In Bethlehem. Simple as it is. Beautiful. The third candle is the shepherd candle or the candle of joy. Eh? The Lord tells us that He's our shepherd and He brings us joy. Even when you can't understand, He is the one who gives us joy in our hearts. You cannot find joy in something than in other things, rather from the Lord. But He gives us opportunities of seeing Him in everything that we do. It was such a joy to see the kids doing this play today. It was amazing. And it's just beautiful to see the final results. Well done, guys. Then the fourth candle. That's the angel candle or the candle of love. The angel, what I could find is, there's the angel came to announce the coming of the king. Or the kingdom of love, as Jesus Christ came to bring us love. He came to bring us the kingdom of heaven, which is based in love as God is love. Simple as it is. Okay, wait. Well, I'll stop from there now. I'm going to focus on the first candle right now, okay? Just going to do some simple readings in relation to that. Okay, so the first candle talks about the prophecy candle or the candle of hope. Simple as it is. So prophecy, definition, is a prediction of something that will happen in the future. And we're talking about the Holy Spirit, the powers of the Holy Spirit. Pastor Milo and some other members from the church just went to a conference and they experienced some beautiful things. God has such an indescribable power. His power has no end. And we sometimes understand that God is small. Oh, He cannot do the things that's too impossible for Him to do it. But He is the God of impossible. And there was a prophecy saying that the Lord was coming. The Lord was going to take the sin of the world. And this prophecy came from years and years and years. And Jesus Christ came. And what's the next prophecy that is going to happen is Jesus Christ told through His words, according to His words, I'm leaving, but I'll be back. And please be ready for me. So what I could understand is the first candle also given us a lesson, which means during every single day in our life, you're actually doing the Advent because you're waiting for the coming of a very important person to return and send us back to heaven or bring us to heaven or take us to heaven. Sorry for the English. But the main thing is every single day in our life is the Advent because we're waiting for Him. And He, this waiting is what means the hope. Because as we wait for Him, we do our best according to our skills or what we can do. We seek the best of Him. We praise Him in every single situation in our life. You read His words. You put into practice what He tells us to do. And that's what actually He asks us. So that's what the Advent helps us to understand. And the hope, the definition of hope, I had to research this word. It's a feeling or expectation and desire for a particular thing to happen. So the Lord told us that He's coming back. And He's coming back soon. We never know when. Even Jesus Christ didn't know when. He told only my Father know when is the time. But please be watchful and vigilant. Because you don't know when He's coming back. So this candle actually is helping us to understand the one thing. The Lord came and He will return. And until we return, we keep praising Him. And living for Him, and learning more about Him, and loving Him even more because He loved us first. Doesn't matter what we did or what we do, He still loves us. That's beautiful, eh? Awesome. The candle also represents the first and the second coming of the Lord, as I just told. And it was prophesied by Jesus Christ that he will return again in that prophecy. And Jesus put us the hope. Simple as it is. Then I would like to read a very simple Bible scripture. Simple. For us, it's simple, but these words are so rich and full of understandings and meanings. And there's lots of references in the Bible who tell us about hope. Hope of the coming of the Lord. So I just would like to share this last reading. If you have your Bibles with you, please open the book of Romans chapter 15, verse 12 and 13. If you have your Bibles with you. If don't, please just try to understand my accent. Okay? See what it is. Okay. So the book of Romans chapter 15, verses 12 and 13. Okay? If you found it, say amen. If you didn't find it, please say, help. All right. It's all right. And ask the person on your side to help you. Okay? Simple. So Romans chapter 15, verse 12 and 13. And it says like this, the word of the Lord. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations. In him, the Gentiles will hope. Beautiful, amen. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So as you can see, he's mentioning that the hope doesn't come only from us, but comes from him. And he's the one who keeps feeding our heart with more hope, waiting for the things to happen. Beautiful. And the last reading is Romans chapter 5, verse 3 from 5. Okay, same book. Nice and easy, just a few pages behind. Okay, which says like that, the word of the Lord. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. And character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. So I finish like this. I would like to thank all the efforts of Amanda, Calvin, Sarah, Nicola, Chris, the kiddos, the team, and also the young ones who put this play together for us to bring this simple message that represents the hope that the Lord is coming back. And to understand that His Holy Spirit is within us and is keeping feeding us, giving us strength to keep walking in every single day of our lives. Alrighty, just to conclude, I would like to pray for everyone. As you prepare for the last song, okay, I would just like to pray. If you could stand, please, for me. Let's just stand. Amen. Let's just bow and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much because you give us one thing that you have, which is very beautiful, which is creativity. You created so many things, my Lord, so many things that you can't even imagine how wide and great is your creativity. And thank you so much, my Lord, for giving this to us because you created us as you are. Father, thank you so much for giving us the idea of putting some simple symbols together to help us to understand that, Lord, you are with us. You are feeding our hearts with hope. You actually help us in every single step of our lives. And you give us the hope through your Holy Spirit in a way that we know, even if we don't feel like, but we know that you answer or you accomplish what you have promised. And Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for every single person that's here today to live every day on their lives, my Father, in the Advent. May the hope that I return to take us to heaven, my Father, never leave our heart, my Father. Lord, help us in every single circumstance of life, understand and remember that you are coming back and you will never leave us, you never forsake us. So Lord, thank you so much for what you have done for us. Thank you so much because you are amazing. You are great. You are indescribable. And blessed be your name, my Lord, because you are the name above all names. You are the King above all kings. And you are here together as a family to celebrate your birth, my Father. This Christmas, not the Santa Claus Christmas. It's not just the gifts and everything is Christmas. No, no. The proper word says Christmas, which means the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Lord, let us never forget these understandings, my Lord. Help us to keep living the tradition that you brought to us, my Father, in a way that's not just something for us to do just to complete the task, but help us to live every single day in our lives with our hearts focused towards you. So, Lord, I would like to thank you for every single life that's here, for every family, from the smallest one to the eldest one, my Father. Thank you so much for what you have done for us, and for what we will do, my Father. Thank you so much. That's why I praise you and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.